Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. You're holding a brachas Daf Lamed Aleph in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Ches. We're starting in Daf Lamed Aleph base in the bottom, three lines from the bottom. Says more of Yosso Katzolik Lehocher. Yosso, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, Azol Sopar, he went and took a haircut, and then by Mischi Be'an Dimuson the Tiveria, he wanted to go and bathe in these baths at Tiveria. Poka bechad leitzon. This jokester met him. V'yoev le pur kadol chad. He hit him in his neck. Says the Gemara Lamed Aleph. Omale at kedun un kasei dei gavur rafio. Until now, your neck was a little loose, and I strengthened your neck so you could go and wash it. Some say that the one who said it wasn't the leitzon, wasn't the jokester, but it was Rav Yassa that said it. That until now, my neck was loose, and you hardened it. There was this judge that was judging this thief. So this jokester, this leitzon, he went and was making fun of this thief. So the judge spoke to the thief. He says, who's the one who stole with you? Who's the one who did the crime together with you? He picks up his eyes and he sees the other guy making fun of him. So he went and said, this guy is the one who was part of my crime. Nazbe v'danya, he went, he took him and he judged him. Seemingly, he forced him. He actually had to admit that one time in the past, he did kill somebody. As they were going, taking with them, some say taking their wood or taking the metal that was used to hang them. So Rav Yassa came out after he bathed. So he told him, the thief, this neck which was loose became now very hard, referring to his own neck that he's going now to be hanged. He has a bad mazel, this person. Because he didn't know the pasuk that it says, "Ve'ato al tisloitzitzu." Don't become a leitz. Pen yichzeku mosrechem. Maybe your mosrechem will come harder, meaning you will have more yisurim. But he dashed that your neck will become stronger. Pinchos of Yirmiyahu b'Shem Shmuel by Yitzchok, he said the following: "Kosher litzonus. The litzonus is very hard, very difficult. Shebitchilo yisurim. It starts with yisurim, with suffering." And the end comes a full destruction. The end is a kloyo, the hemshech of the apostle. The continuation of the apostle is ki kolo v'nechretzo shamati me'is Hashem tzvokos ha'kol oretz. I heard a full destruction on the land, meaning that's what leitzonos brings about. When Allah chates, azog the mishnah. Chason, if he wants to say Shema on the first night, he can do it. Similar to what we saw in the previous Mishnah, the Rambam Gamliel did read Shema on the first night. Says the Mishnah of Shimon and Gamliel Oimer, lo kol ha'roitze lito lo yis Hashem yito. Not anybody who wants to mention the name of Hashem, meaning to say Kriya Shema, can go ahead and do it. Says the Gemara, Tani kol dover shu shel tzar, anything that involves suffering, a person can do. Wants to be like a yochid, that they are the ones that do tainis and meseches tainis. We speak about it. A person can do it because he's suffering. A person wants to be like a tamichachim, not to work on Tisha B'Av. He's allowed to do it. He can be a yochid, he can be a tamichachim, as long as he's suffering. Bracha says the Gemara. He can do it, and he'll get bracha. But anything which is just getting covet, a person wears a clothing at Tamei Chochem, or he puts a tefillin, it's not too much suffering. A person cannot decide to be a yochid, or Tamei Chochem oise. He can decide to be a Tamei Chochem, he can't do that. He became in charge in the tzibur, and the Gemara tells us, when is a person become in charge in the tzibur? When you ask him a question on Halacha in any place and he knows how to answer. So only that level could do it. Says, One of the takonis that Yeshua did is that in Eretz Yisrael, people can walk in the summer in the ways there is some, what we have today, potholes. There are some things that are sticking in the way and cause people to be damaged. So people are allowed to go in the fields of their friend and walk there in order not to get damaged. And if he is literally going into teet, his shoes are getting dirty in the mud, even in a field that has very expensive fruits and he's damaging the field, he could do it in a case that he's mam mishtakeya. Says the Gemara, Maravo, Maisab ben Gamliel v'Rabbi Yeshua, the story of Gamliel v'Rabbi Yeshua, Shem mehalchim aderech, they're walking in the way. So they went to the side because of the Yisrael, because of these potholes in the way. He was macher on himself. And he let his shoes get dirty and teeth get dirty in the mud, and he still did not go on the side. Who is this person who's machmir on himself and shows everybody that he's a big machmir, that he's a big tzaddik? Whatever he does l'shem shamayim. He's not doing it as a gaiva. So Gamliel said, didn't we see the b'raiso? Prison cannot make himself a tamichochim or a yochid. Elam can be new oiso primus al tzibur unless they made him in charge in the tzibur. And it seems that Rabbi Gamliel quoting this right, so he didn't focus so much on the fact that it says kol dovah shel shvach. There could be anything that it's only something which is covered. It's something which is not hard to do. And that's what the Gemara answers. Omer Lehi answers Rabbi Yeshua v'atani kol dovah shel tzar. If it's not shvach, if it's a tzar, if it's painful, kol areitz elasos atzvo yochid oise. Tamichochim oise, person could be like a tamichochim or yochid, v'tovol abracha, he gets a bracha for it. So this Rabbi Yehuda Papas is doing the right thing. He's suffering. He's dirtying his shoes. That's why it's not a problem. Says the Gemara, Amar v'zehiru b'luchud d'lo yevaz zechornin. In the Kaddish, it doesn't cause bizoyin and embarrassment to others. Maybe an incident in Mefarshim should say that, but maybe that's an answer to Rav Gamliel. I mean, Rav Gamliel says, this person, Yehuda ben Pappas, is making us look bad because we're looking on the Sadois and he's not, so he's causing us to look bad and therefore may be a problem. Selling more Dilma, there's a story of Yosef, we have Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchok, Havu Yasu, and they're sitting. Achlim bechad min einin knishto al Yosef. They're sitting in the second floor in the aliyah of a shul and they're eating. Also, onso the tzloy, so came the time of davening. The kamar Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchok, mitzaliyo. So Shmuel Yitzchak got up from the meal, stopped in the middle of the meal, and David. Omalei Meisha said Meisha to him, "Loken Alpha Rebbe, didn't we learn from Rebbe? Imitchilu ein mafsekim, meaning if they start the meal, they don't have to stop to daven. You can finish the meal then daven." V'tani Chizkiya said, "Kumishu poter midover ve'useyu nikra hedrit. Anybody who is not supposed to do something and he still does it, he's a hedrit." We don't give him any attribute. We don't treat him in a special way. So why are you davening in the middle? Omelei v'atanin, where we learn, chosan potter, and then we said chosan im reitze. Chosan is potter with kriya shema. But if he wants to say shema, he could say shema, as our Mishnah said. Now, according to our Gersa in the Gemara now, the Gemara is saying the following. Omelei v'lav tam gamliel hi. Isn't that Ram Gamliel? Because Ram Gamliel in the previous Mishnah said, when they told him, why are you saying kriya shema when you're getting married? He said, I don't want to stop saying Shema. So the Choro, our Mishnah, is like Rav Gamliel. So according to this Girso, Omer Le Yechila Nepotik Rav Gamliel. Yes, we could go like Rav Gamliel. So Rav Gamliel, Omer Eini Shema Alechem Levatel Mini Machu Shemaim. The Rav Gamliel really said that I don't want to stop saying Shema. And I could say Rav Gamliel, and it's fine. Why? So according to this Girso, the way the Charedim explains, the way Rav Chaim explains, that I paskin like Rav Gamliel because the stomach of the Mishnah, of our Mishnah, just said stomo that a chosa could say shva like Rabban Gamliel. So you see, stomo the Mishnah is like Rabban Gamliel. That's what he passed in that way, and that's what he tells him. I hold that if I want to do something and take upon myself something that I'm not obligated to, I should do it. According to another gears over here, you take care of some of the words, and after the Gemara wanted to bring a raya because it says in our Mishnah chosim reitze, we say yeah, that's cheetahs Rabban Gamliel only, like we saw in the previous Mishnah. Rav Shimon Mingalir in our Mishnah says, Lokalo Reitzi Yitol Sashem Yitol. Not everybody can do what he wants. Not everyone can take upon himself a chumrah that he's not obligated to do. And that's why you should not stop in the middle of eating to daven. And that's why paskin la halacha l'maaseh, like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel in those generations. As the Chareini really pointed in the Mishnah, that's only then. But today, that we anyway na mechaven, so better for a chosah to say Kriya Shma. And Adar, if he doesn't say, that's the biggest gaivo. Because he's saying, the whole year I have such kavana, and only tonight I don't have kavana. So Adar Rabba, it's better to say Kriya Shma, and that's why paskin today. Hadron Aloha Yakoyrid, this is the end of the second parak of Maseches Brachos, and with this we end Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph.